فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا. بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Great to have you with us in this Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi. Apology for being late, so late to upload the podcast due to the month of Ramadan. Everybody's busy, and then after Eid. But inshallah, we are back to go through the last lessons and the last podcast of the Mad. Then we will move to the Makharij and the Sifat. The last time we have talked about Mad Lazim and so on, Mad with the Hamza and so on. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about the Mad Al-Arid Lissukun. Now, we know what is Sukun. That the Arabs, that it has never been reported that when they start a word, they always start with either Mutaharrik Fatha or Dhamma or Kasra. And whenever they stop, they do not stop with the fatha, dhamma, kasra, but they stop with the sukun. So, for example, if I say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahimi, I would not say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahimi, and stop there, but I would say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, with the sukun. Though the meme has a kasra. But if I stop, and the ulama call it al-waqf, if I do the waqf, the stopping, then I will stop with the symbol of sukun, by closing my lips normally. If I do another example, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, the same thing, نَسْتَعِينَ, with a sukun. But the ulama have went more into details that there are two kinds mainly, or probably three kinds of a way of stopping. Now, the first one is any letter that has a sukun on the top, and preceded with any other letters that is not alif or waw or ya, then you can stop normally, such as إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. You would say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, نَعْبُدُ, أَدْ, أَدْ. So, normally stopping by the sukun. But if it is other than this kind of sukun preceded with mutaharrik, such as ba or ta or fa or jim or noon, but not the alif or the waw or the ya sakin. This is huruf al-mad, the letters of mad. So what do we? How do we stop at this kind? We stop either by qasr, which is two haraka, or by tawassut, which is four haraka, or by tol, which is six haraka. Now, if I'm doing my salat in the prayer, or I'm sitting in one position position reading Quran, then I need to balance the mad al-arid li-sukun. They call it mad. We know what is mad, the stretching and lengthening and giving the time for the mad. And al-arid means that is stopped, subject to the sukun. Arid li-sukun. Excuse me. So if I have, for example, something to do with the mad, like na'bud, it doesn't have before it ya sakina, waw sakina, or alif sakina, or it doesn't have one of the letters of mad preceded before that letter. Now, if we have, for example, any sukun, we stopped at the sukun, for example, nasta'in, and it is preceded with ya, as we can see, or ta'lamun, preceded with a waw, then at that time, what do? We have the choice to stop into two haraka, four haraka, or six haraka, that is qasr, tawassut, and tul. Now, if it is preceded with alif al-mad, or waw al-mad, or ya al-mad, such as alif sakina, waw sakina, ya sakina, but at the end is a hamza, like ji'a bi jahannam, for example, as-sama'i or as-sama'u, or min su', then the ulama say you must stop at either 4 or 5 or 6. So you have the options of stopping. So, for example, you are stopping at min as-sama, you stop at 4 as mad wajib muttasil. If you have done before mad wajib muttasil 5, then you will do 5. And you have the choice to stop also at 6 if you have done the مد العارض للسكون 6. So for example, you say الحمد لله رب العالمين 6. Now, and you come across one of the مد is السماء or الماء. And you would do also 6 exactly and not less than 6 because it's called المد العارض للسكون. Follows the other مد عارض للسكون with 6. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening. Inshallah, come and check the website for the next episode about مد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
هنيئا مريئا والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلى.